Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Vav. We are holding on daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Alicia left off 4 lines into the page on Nun Vav Amar Aleph. I want to thank Alicia Graf for covering the shir while I was away over Shabbos. And today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizuchusur Fushlema for Sarah Freda Baschaya, and Lizekher Nishmas Chayim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Dvor Shira Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib. So again, we're holding 4 lines into the page, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We are at the 2 dots on Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, and the Gemara is about to discuss a stira between 2 Mishnayos. So our Mishnah discusses at what point something is considered Yayin with regard to being susceptible to becoming Yayin Nesach. And we have another Mishnah, Maseches Maestros, at what point we consider something to be Yayin with regard to Gemar Malacha to be Chayiv and Maestros, that at a certain point is considered Yayin and is therefore Chayiv and Maestros. So the Gemara tries to figure out why it is that there's a stira between the two Mishnayos. Do they reflect 2 different opinions? The Gemara is going to even raise the possibility that if you look at all the Mishnayos and Brises, they reflect 3 different Shitos as far as when something actually becomes Yayin. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get into the topic of Nitzok. What if you have a steady stream, you're pouring something from one kli to another, and there's a steady stream that connects the 2 kelim, and the thing in the bottom kli is usur? Is that considered a connection with all the liquid that's still in the top kli? Is all of that going to be usur as well? Obviously, we're going to apply it as it relates to Yayin Nesach, meaning as it relates to Stam Yenim or Yayin Nesach, that the wine in the bottom kli being problematic, does that necessarily raise a problem for what's in the top kli? Then the Gemara is going to discuss if a person is dorech es ha'anavim together with the guy, he presses the grapes, stepping on the grapes together with the guy, whether it's aser because of a chashash that maybe the guy, as he's squashing around in the grapes, is having kavana to be menasech the yayin, to be menasech l'shem avodah zarah, whether that's going to be a problem as well. So let's begin at Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We are at the 2 dots. Just a few lines into the page, we said ve'enu se yayin esach ad sheyered lebor, that something only becomes yayin esach when it's yored into the bor, when it goes into the receptacle at the bottom of the wine press that catches all of the wine. So we see that apparently, why is it only called the Yayin Nesach at that point, if a guy touches at that point, or a guy is Menasech at that point? Because only then is it actually called Yayin. So it's not only a din in Nesach, this seems to be a broader din about how to label something as wine. So says Gemara, I but Vatnan, we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Maestros that talks about when something is considered to have a Gemar Malacha of Maeser. The halacha is that once prior to the Gemar Malacha, a person is allowed to eat and drink from the produce, b'derech harai, not b'derech keva, but at least b'derech harai. One is allowed a snack from it. But once it's had a gemar malacha, even achilas harai is going to be usher. Gemar malacha is what labels it as tevel. So once it's tevel, any achila kol shu is going to be usher. So yayin, at what point does yayin become yayin? Mishe yekape, when the sediment starts to float to the top, when it starts to float to the top of the wine, and apparently that means when it's already in the bar. So you see that the Gemar Malach of the Yayin is not when it first goes down into the bar, it's been sitting in the bar, and as it has time to settle, so the liquid separates from the sediment that's within it, and only then is it considered to be a Gemar Malacha. So says the Gemara, Amarava lo kasha. That's not a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Maestros. Ha Rabbi Akiva, v'ha Rabbanan. The Mishnah of Maestros that says Misha Yekape follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah that says that it's only when it's already Misha Yeri the bar before Misha Yekape follows the sheet of the Rabbanan. Where do we find such a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? Titanya, because there is a brisa that also talks about Meiser. But again, we are not assuming at this point in the Gemara, at least, that there's any difference between the laws of Meiser and the laws of Yayin. Yayin Nesach, because they both hinge on the issue of when is it wine, when is it considered to be wine. So the Tanya, the Brisa tells us in regard to Meiser, Yayin Mishir Labar, that the Chum holds something is called wine at the moment that it's Yeri Labar, that it goes down into the bar. But Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishir Yekape, that no, it's only later on, it's only Mishir Yekape, it's only when the sediment separates a little bit from the liquid. Tosos raises the question in Dibra Maskel Rabbi Akiva Mishay Kapi, says Tema Kivin Rabbi Akiva Mekel who ad sheyakapi mi bayle. Rabbi Akiva is being more Mekel. He's saying that it's not considered yayin and therefore not going to be chayv in maestros until a later stage. Shouldn't he use a lashon that expresses that he's being more Mekel, that expresses more clearly that he's suggesting a later stage? So he should have said ad sheyakapi, that the melecha seyayin is not nigmar until yakapa ayayin bebar. You know, the Gemara asked such a similar question in Maseches Bava Metzia, Tosfos points out, on Daf Pei Chesem Beis, when it comes to the Gemar Gidul of Kishum Vidiluim. So the Gemara says that it should say ad if you're suggesting a later stage than that which the earlier Tana suggested. So that's the kasha that Tosos raises over here. In the Sefer Lechem Starim, he says, you know, even Lashna the Rabbanan that they say Mishayir Labar, the Mishnah Achrona holds that it's already called Yayin before it's Yarad Labar, whereas the Rabbanan hold that it's only Mishayir Labar it's called Yayin. So it should have said Ad Shayir Labar even within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Forget about the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. But be that as it may, Tosos answers that we only say such a lashon when there's some makom for a tavus, when there's room to suggest that it's at an earlier stage, like by the kishum and the diluim, that you take the perach shabarosho out off of it already in the field. So the Gemara asks that it should have said ad she yinatal bebayis in order to tell us that only then it's considered the gemar gidul and not if you were notel the perach in the field. But over here, there's no room to make any mistake. There's no kipoy of the yayin that happens before the kipoy in the bar. So Mishe Yekape, we know when that is. You would have to be more explicit that it's a later stage if it's not clear that it's a later stage. But anyone who knows anything about winemaking knows that Yekape happens at a later stage. The Ritva, however, suggests Rabbi Akiva was not commenting on the Tanakama. They just asked him, when is yayin considered yayin legabe meiser? And he answered, Mishe Yekape, the Tana that taught this Brisa was gathering together different shitos. So he taught the shita of the Tanakama and he taught the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and he's not going to alter the language that Rabbi Akiva used. That was the language Rabbi Akiva used in answering the shaila. You know, chayv adam lomar b'lashon rabo. So that was how Rabbi Akiva expressed his opinion. So he says Mishe Yekape. That's how the Ritva suggested to explain why it's not ad sheyekape. So the two answers, we have Tosos and we have the Ritva. But says the Gemara, wait a second, Mishe Yekape is not so clear what that means. Ibailu, kipoy debar, or kipoy dechavis. Yes, it certainly doesn't mean any earlier stage than being in the bar, but maybe it means a later stage. Does kipoy mean the kipoy that happens in the bar, or is it the separation and the flotation that happens when it's already in the barrel, which is at a much later stage? Because stam yayin, because after the wine is sours a little bit, after the wine already becomes yayin, so they move it from the bar into chavios. So maybe it means that stage. Now, l'chora, it should be pashut that it's kipoy sheva bar, not kipoy sheva chavis, because if it would be kipoy sheva chavis, l'chora, then Tosos would have had a really good kasha. It should have said ad sheyikapa, right? Ad would have been an absolute necessity if you actually mean the later stage of kipui. So the Maram suggests that the suffix of the Gemara is that maybe kipui of a bar is not called kipui at all, and maybe there's not even a havamina that would be considered a Gemara malacha. So that's why the Brisa wouldn't have to say ad sheyikapa, to be memayed it. And even though Rabbi Kiva says Misha Yekapa, there wouldn't have been makom for a suffik if that's what it means. But the Gemara in a later generation wasn't sure how to label something as kipoy. So the Gemara raises a shayla: is it kipoy de bar or kipoy de chavis? So the Gemara says Tashma will bring a raya to answer this from a Mishnah in Maseches Maasos. Titnan, the Mishnah tells us as follows. The Mishnah we already mentioned: Yayin Misha Yekapa, that wine becomes wine as far as maestros are concerned, as far as the chiyuv to take maestros, misha yikapa, at the point that it has this floating. Afal pisha kippa, and even though you already have the kippoy, kolet minagasa eliona, you're still allowed to take wine out of the top press where the wine is initially being pressed in, that will ultimately feed the bar, where it's ultimately going to go down into the to the bar. Uminatsinar, and you're also allowed to take from the pipe that goes from the gas down into the bar, vishosa, and then you're allowed to drink from it even without taking maisos, because that wine that hasn't gone to the bar has not had its gemar malacha, meaning there's a whole process. So as long as, since it's only considered wine, misha yikapa, in the bar, if you take wine out of the wine press at any earlier stage, you take it out of the pipe that goes down, you take it out of the original vat where it's being crushed, where it's being pressed, that's all going to be fine. That's that didn't have a gemar malacha yet. So shema mina kippur de bar kamrinin. But what we do see from this Mishnah is that when the Tana says misha yekape, he clearly means kippur de bar, because if he meant kippur b'chavis, what does it have to do with the wine in the gas and the wine in the tzinor? It's absolutely no connection whatsoever. It's already in barrels at a much later stage, so it wouldn't be we wouldn't even be talking about what's in the tzinor and what's in the chavis. So clearly it means kippur b'bar. Shema mina, says the Gemara, that seems to be a significant raya. That's how Rashi explains the raya, that if it were relating to the chavis, it would have nothing to do with the yayin shebegas or the yayin shebetzinor. The Ravid explains that if it meant the kippur shebechavis, the Mishnah should have been matir even to take from the bar. Meaning what the raya really is we're trying to say that the wine is problematic at this stage, but any earlier stage would be okay. Now, if the stage that it becomes problematic is only when it's in the chavis, so any earlier stage would mean not just in the gas, not just in the tzinor, but even in the bar as well. The fact that we didn't identify the bar as well—that's how you know that the kippoy that we're talking about must be in the bar. And the Sefer Lechem Starim, he's so impressed by the Ravid's explanation that he's bothered. Why doesn't Rashi say like the right, but l'chor, it's a much more pashut explanation. And he says, you know, don't say that's he says it could be that's you could read that into Rashi, that since the gas is so far from the chavis, how could he even think that where goes on the yayin in the chavis, that you'd have to say that where goes on the yayin in the gas, that you have to even tell me that it's mutter to drink from it? It should have said that you're allowed to drink from the bar, but still, it doesn't sound like exactly that's what Rashi means. It sounds like Rashi and the Ravid are saying two different things, and it's difficult why Rashi has such a fancy explanation. L'chor, much more pashut what the Ravid says. So now the Gemara says, okay, we had this braisa that had a machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim about when something is considered to be yayin, but ask the Gemara, we have another braisa of Altani Rav Zvid b'debei Rabbi Oshia, that Rav Zvid had a braisa as follows: yayin mishiyer lebar v'yekape, Rabbi Kiva omer mishiyishlo b'chavios. It's a stira that the Tanakama, the Chachamim, hold that when does it become yayin? When it goes into the bar and it starts separating, the sediment and the liquid start separating from each other. Rabbi Kiva says, Mishi Yishla B'chavios. No, only when you take it out of the bar to already put it into barrels, which obviously is at a later stage than whatever happens in the bar. So the Chacham hold Mishi Yikapa, not Mishi Yeri Labar, and Rabbi Kiva holds when you take it out of the bar, not Mishi Yikapa. So it's totally against the original Braisa, where Rabbi Kiva said that the Gemar Malacha is Mishi Yikapa, and the Chacham say Mishi Yeri Labar. So says Gemara, Tirtzanami Lahach Kamaisa Hachi, that we can explain the original Braisa, where you have the Machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Kiva, to conform to this Braisa as well. And the way to say the original Braisa is, Yayin Mishir Labar Viyakape. The Shita of the Tanakama, when he said Mishir Labar, the Chum didn't just mean when it first gushes into the bar, when it first pours down into the bar. No, it's Mishir Labar Viyakape, that it has that stage of Kipui in the bar. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, when Rabbi Akiva says Mishir Yakape, no, what he really said was Mishir Yishla B'chavios, when you take it from the bar to put it into barrels. So Mishir Yakape means Sheyakape V'yishla B'chavios. He means to refer to a later stage. So the Mishnah that says that Mishe Yekape in the bar is following the Shita of the Chachamim, which is the Gemar Malacha of the Yayin as far as the Chiyuv of Meiser is concerned. Now, the Rishonim are bothered. Why doesn't the Gemara say the opposite? That the Brisa that Rav Zvid taught is following the first Brisa. So we suggest, the Mari Ben Leiv suggests that if you'd say that, then you'd have to say that the Stam Mishnah that says Yayin Mishe Yekape would be following the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. And if you have an option of who to attribute a Stam Mishnah to, you'd much prefer to attribute it to the Rabbanan than to attribute it to Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, okay, but now, based on this maskana, based on the way we're understanding the machlokas now, how do we understand our Mishnah? Meaning, why are we even talking about Maestros over here? We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah. Oh, it all started with our Mishnah. We were discussing what the definition of Yayin is when it comes to Stam Yena, when it comes to Yayin Esech, rather. Ve'lemas Nisin de Katani, Enos Yayin Esech Ad Shiyer Labar. Our Mishnah says it only becomes Yayin Esech when it's Yori Labar. So you see that the Gemara Malach of Yayin is only when it's Yoreh Labar, even if it didn't have the kippur yet. So Leima Tlasa Tanayihi. Now we've just established that no one holds that way. The Chacham, who we thought held that way, that as soon as it's Yoreh Labar, turns out they hold Mishe Yekape, and Rabbi Akiva holds a much later stage. So who's the Shita of our Mishnah that it's already considered Yayin from the moment it goes into the bar? Seems to be Machlokas three-way Machlokas Tanaim. The Tan of our Mishnah, that is Mishir Labar, and Lechora, if that's true by Yayin Esach, that's true by Meiser as well. That's what the Gemara is still assuming, that they're all the same. The Chachamim that holds that it's Mishi Kape Bibar, and Rabbi Akiva, Mishi Yishla B'chavios. Tosos and Dibra Maschel Lema raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara answer that our Mishnah, that the Tana is saying Mishi Yer Labar, when the Tana of our Mishnah says Mishi Yer Labar, just like we answered up the Braisa when the Chacham said Mishi Yer Labar, it meant Mishi Yer Labar V'yekape. So maybe that's what our Mishnah means as well. I mean, we had a Stira in Braisa. What do the Chacham hold? Do they hold Mishi Yer Labar? Do they hold Mishir Yekapeh? So when we say, oh, when they said the words Mishir Labar, they meant Mishir Labar V'yekapeh. Can't you say the same thing for our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also says Mishir Labar. So say, yeah, Mishir Labar means Mishir Labar V'yekapeh. Just like we said in the Mishnah Maestros. So the Tos suggests that you can't, Tos says that you can't say that that's what our Mishnah means, because if that's what it meant, it should have been mechalik in the hemshech within the bar itself, when it was mekape and not mekape, and not between what's in the bar and what's in the gas. Meaning the Mishnah then goes on to distinguish between the wine that's in the bar and the wine that's in the gas. No, that's not where you draw the chilik. The chilik is the wine that's in the... I mean, you want to make the chilik at the last possible moment. When does it become yayin? It's not the difference between what's still in the gas versus what's in the bar. If you're saying like this, that it's only Misha Yekapa Babar, the chilik would be when it's in the bar. If it's at a very early stage in the bar, it's not yet yayin, but Misha Yekapa Babar, it is considered yayin. So that's how Tosus suggests. But the fact that the Mishnah Maisa is mechalik between the Gas Helyona and what's Mekape Babar and not within the bar itself, the Mishnah Maisa, we could have said the same thing. So it also says, yeah, when it says in the Reisha, Yayin Mishayikape, we see that it's not wine until it's Mishayikape. The Chiddush of the Seifa is that since there's an Isra Gomer to drink the wine that's already been Mekape Babar without taking Maisa, we would have thought that we would be Gozer even on the Yayin Shebegasu Batsinor to Asra it without taking maisos because of the yayin shebavar, because it's so easy to make a mistake between the two that you'll come to be matir the yayin shebavar because it's so nearby and that would be a violation of an isra gomer. Whereas opposed to by our mishnah by yayin esach, there's no havamina to say that if you're matir the yayin shebagas that a nachri touches, that you're going to come to be matir the yayin shebavar, because the gargusni is mavdil b'neim. We're going to learn about the gargusni, which is the basket that served as like a filter of the wine, and that stands in between the bar and strains out the wine that's going down into the bar. So everyone knows that without going through the gargusni, it's not called yayin. So clearly the Mishnah is not trying to be mechalik between wine that's in the bar that was makupa and not makupa, that had this kipoy or did not have kipoy. If it did, then it should have made such a chiluk more explicitly. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is suggesting, okay, so now we have a problem, because our Mishnah suggests this earlier stage than both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. It says Misha Yered the bar, which is an earlier stage. So is it three different shitos in Tanaim? So the Gemara says lo. We haven't even thought of the possibility yet, but the Gemara says maybe there's a difference between the dinim of Yayin Nesach and the dinim of Maestros. We're always a little more machmir when it comes to Yayin Nesach because of the chumrah of Avodah Zarah. So the Yayin Nesach is already going to be called Yayin Nesach at the stage Mishir the Bar, even if it did not have any kipoy b'bar, and certainly it was not Nishlo b'chavios yet either. Ula Rava delo shayni lei, and Rava, who did not make any distinction, he held that Yayin Nesach is no different than the dinim of Meisr. By both of them, the Gemara Malacha is Koveya when it's called Yayin, and the Chacham were no more machmir by Yayin Nesach than they were by Meisr. How do I know Rava held that way? Because Rava, when we asked the stira between the Mishnah of Meisr and our Mishnah, says that our Mishnah that is authored by the Chachamim, that the Gemara Malacha is Mishir Labar, and the Mishnah Maestros is authored by Rabbi Akiva. So the fact that he did not simply say, like the Maskana of the Gemara, that the din of Yayin Nesach is different than the din of Maestros, and therefore you can't ask any stiras, and maybe all of it is following the shita of the Chachamim, it's muchach that Rava holds that there is no extra chumra of Yayin Nesach over Maaser. So mukim leketalsa tonight. So Rava will have no choice but to say that in fact there's a three-way machlokas tanaim. There's the Tana Var Mishnah that the Gemara Malacha is as soon as it's Yori Labar. There's the Chum that holds that the Gemara Malacha is Misha Yikape Bebar. And then there's Rabbi Akiva that holds that it's only Misha Yishla B'chavios. So it turns out then that when what Rava answered in Naman Aleph, that our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, he's changing his mind now. It doesn't really follow the Rabbanan. It's in fact a third Tana who's cholik on the Rabbanan and on Rabbi Akiva. Right? That's l'chora just the Pasha Pshat. The Rabbi points out, but it's the Pasha Pshat. Now, the Rishonim raised the question that we could have even said that there are four Tanaim, because on Daf Nun Heyam and Beis, we said that according to the Mishnah Achrona, even when the Yain is maschil l'mashich l'imashich begas, it's already called Gemar Malacha and is already subject to the negia of a nachri. So it turns out that there are actually four tanaim and not three tanaim. So Tosus over here deals with this issue. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Our Mishnah said Masha b'bar aser v'ashar muter. So now we're shifting gears a little bit, a new topic. So we said not totally new, but somewhat. That which is in the bar is aser, but the rest of the wine that's still in the press, that's all going to be muter. So the Gemara brings a way that even the wine that's still in the press can become yayin esach. We're talking about if the basket that was used as a filter to filter the wine through was not put back into the gas. But if they were to take that basket that all the wine filters through when it's on its way down from the gas into the bar and take that basket soaking wet and put it back into the gas, then the wine in the gas becomes subject to Yayin Nesach as well. Because why would it become Asur? Because the drops of wine in the Gargusni will mix with the wine in the gas, and the drops of wine in the Gargusni are already considered Yayin, and that therefore will make all of the wine in the gas to be considered Yayin as well. The Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Aval that this Isser, that the Yayin that's in the Gargusni asers the wine in the gas, is even if the Yayin that's in the Gargusni is a very tiny amount in comparison to the wine in the gas, it's not going to be batel b'shishim. Why won't it be batel b'shishim? Says Tosos, min b'mino eino batel. It's wine together with wine. Normally the notion of bittel, the Rav explains in Maseches Nedarim, but it's really l'chora pashut, that the notion of bittel is you have two different things and one overwhelms the other. So you have a little drop of milk in chickens in a giant pot of chicken soup. The chicken soup overwhelms the milk, and therefore you don't sense any milk whatsoever. It's as if the milk doesn't exist anymore. That's how bittel works. But when you're dealing with min b'mino, you're dealing with two like kinds, so it doesn't overwhelm it. To the contrary, it enhances it. If I take a little bit of a taste of a tray for chicken soup, but just a droplet on my tongue, so I'll taste it, but not so well, because it's just a little bit. But I mix it in with the other chicken soup of the same min, so then the taste is only enhanced, and it's only strengthened by the higher number. So that's min mimino eino batel. Now, so over here also, the wine that's in the grapes that are in the gas is not mamish yayin itself, but nevertheless close enough apparently to be considered min bimino, even though there's some grape sediment certainly in the gas as well. Meaning it's what Tosa says is salek as she'eno mino, and you say that it's min bimino and it's eino batel. Normally, Rava would hold the mechul and daf kufam beis. Tosus points out that when something gets mixed with mino visha eno mino, let's say wine gets mixed with wine and grapes, we would say salekas mino, and it's kamisha eno, and the min visha eno mino will be batel b'shishin. Meaning, let's say I have mutter wine, mutter grapes, and I put a little bit of usser wine in that mixture. So we would say, okay, forget about the mutter wine. Just look at the usser wine and the mutter grapes. And let's see what the ratio is. Is there shishim of the mutter grapes? Can I get the usser wine? If there is, then we're good to go. Then it should be batel b'shishim. So why don't we say the same thing over here? The gas has some grapes in it also. It's not just wine. So even though you're taking that basket that's dripping with some usser wine and you're putting it back in the gas, why should that usser it? That should be mutter as well. So Tos says that maybe Rav Huna holds like Abaye, who we're going to see later on in the Samach Vav Amar Aleph, when it comes to Yayin Chadash, that it's usher because of Yayin Nesach, that if the gets mixed in with the grapes, it usher's b'mashehu, that even the grapes are considered to be mino. So maybe we don't hold like that, the Gemara in Chul and Daf Kuf. And second of all, Tosa says, it could be that we're talking about that there's a lot of wine still in the gas. So even though Rava holds Yayin Nesach, that gets mixed in with anavim, usher's k'nosin tam, and it's batel b'shishim, when there's a lot of wine together, maybe he'll be moda that we're not going to say salekas mino v'sheino mino v'sheino mino rabba alav mevatel, that you pretend that the min is not there and the sheino mino will be mevatel it, because you can't pretend the mino is not there when the mino is the overwhelming majority of what's there. So that's how they suggest. That's to explain why it is that these drops of yayin in the gargusni are going to asr all the wine back in the gas. So the Gemara says, "Ooh, but wait a second. Maybe we're saying something much bigger over here. Because what are we saying? That the wine that's in the gargusni is going to definitely be asr, and therefore it will asr the wine in the gas. So gargusni gufa b'mayko mitzra. How did the wine in the gargusni become asr? Didn't we say, Mishayeri the bar? that the wine only becomes usr, even if you hold like the answer that we gave, that it's only a special chumrah by yayin nesach, so it doesn't follow the same rules as maaser. The earliest stage that it possibly could be considered yayin is mishayir the bar, is the time that it goes down into the bar. Yeah, but the gargusni is not yet in the bar. It's the filter on its way to the bar. So how does the wine in the gargusni itself become usr? Says Mar Benitzok, it becomes usr because it's connected through a steady stream. As it streams through the gargusni into the bar, so it connects the wine in the gargusni to the wine in the bar. Ah, Shema Mina Nitzok Chibor. So this now became a Shas topic. This now became a much broader discussion. Now we see that Nitzok is enough to be Mechaber. It's enough to connect the two, the Isra of Legabe, the Isra of Yayin Nesach, at least. Now, the way the Ravid explains it is that the Kiluach is Mechaber, the wine in the Gargusni, with the wine that's in the bar, and therefore, when the Nachri touches the wine that's in the bar, it's as if he's also touching the wine in the Gargusni, because they're all connected to each other. The Meiri writes that, no, don't say that it's Asr because it's as if the guy is touching the wine in the Gargusni. Even if he would touch the wine in the Gargusni, it shouldn't become Asr. Meaning, what do you mean? It's Asr when he touches the wine in the bar. I mean, the wine in the Gargusni becomes Asr when he touches the wine in the bar, because it's Ki'ilu he touched the wine in the Gargusni. But guess what? If he were to just go and touch the wine in the Gargusni, it wouldn't be usher. It's not wine yet. It only becomes wine when it's yorid the bar. So it wouldn't even be a problem if he was touching the yayin shibur gargusni. So ask the Miri, how could the Ravid say such a thing without quoting the Ravid? How could the Ravid say such a thing that it's only that the way Nitzok makes it usher is that it's as if he touched the wine in the gargusni. So says the Miri, no, because of the chibur of Nitzok, because of the stream that's mechaber, it's considered that the wine in the gargusni is already in the bar, that it's misarev, that it's all mixed together with the wine in the bar, which is very interesting. This is a din taroves that's different than what we normally think of taroves. Taroves normally means everything's mixed together. Over here it's not mixed together, it's proximity taroves, that they're so close to each other that there's a stream that even connects them, so that also becomes a taroves, and it becomes like it's a single, like it's a single unit, and therefore all the wine that's in the gargusni is going to be considered as if it's the wine that's in the bar. Now, according to this idea that yayin shabagusni is asr because of nitzok, so we should asr even the wine shabagas. We shouldn't raise the kash, no? Meaning, if it's whatever's connected through that stream is going to be usher. So go all the way upstream. Why are we only going upstream to the gargusni? Go all the way back to the gas, because that's what connects to the gargusni. So Tosos in Dibra Maskul Gargusni, in this long Tosos over here, suggests that the wine that goes from the gas is not considered a nitzok. It's a nitzok bar nitzok, because the yayin shibur gargusni itself is only asur midin nitzok. And even if you're going to be machmir about nitzok, you wouldn't be machmir nitzok bar nitzok, meaning as long as there's another place to cut it off and to say, oh, that's another stage, even though it may all be connected through a steady stream, that would only be called nitzok bar nitzok. And then Tosos, it's like a not bar not, a less famous, not bar not. So it's a nitzok bar nitzok. So Tosos then adds that you can't say that it's all considered one kiluach from the gas all the way to the bar, because the holes in the gargusni are not like a direct line straight through the kiluach, meaning it's on the sides of the gargusni. So it sort of settles in the gargusni and then overflows on the sides of the gargusni down into the bar. So it's not a direct straight kiluach, and that's why we would call it nitzok bar nitzok. The Dentos says in the name of the Rivam that even if you say that Nitzok Bar Nitzok is a chibur, still that which in the gas cannot become aser, because it's not considered yayin. It's like mei peros. It's not really yayin at all. Just like so if a nachri were to touch it, wouldn't become aser b'maga. So it's also not aser with the chibur of the Nitzok, like the svara of the Mishnah Rishona. Aye, what about the yayin shibur gargusni? No, we're not talking about the wine in it, because that's also only considered mei peros. We're talking about that which is on the bottom of the gargusni, on the outside of the gargusni, that's already been strained through. So it's also a big chiddush, a little different than the way we've been understanding. When we talk about the yain shebar gargusni, we're not talking about wine at an earlier stage, before it's yared lebar. No, once it goes, what does mishir lebar mean? Mishir lebar doesn't mean it has to land in the bar, it means it has to have gone through every stage up until the bar. What's the last stage before goes through the bar? To get through this filter, to get through the gargusni. So the wine on the bottom side of the gargusni has been through the gargusni. It just hasn't landed yet in the bar. That's what yayin shebar gargusni that's going to answer is. Everything else in an earlier stage is not yayin to begin with, so it wouldn't be a problem. It's only me peros bialma. So that's what Tosos quotes. So Tosos raises the question, well, if that's the case, how does the Gemara know that the yayin shebar gargusni is also because of nitzok? It's usher in its own right, meaning it's usher because it's gone through all the previous stages and it is now considered yayin. Why do you have to say that it's only because of nitzok? So Tosa says that it would be usher if a guy touched the bottom side of the gargusni, but maybe make that ukimta that the guy touched the bottom of the gargusni instead of saying that the guy touched the wine that was in the bar already. So Tosa suggests that if that were the case, Rav Huna should have said that we're talking about wine that the guy touched. From the fact that he didn't say that, so it sounds like it's asur mishum nitzok, because even though this isn't the actual wine that the guy touched, it is wine that was connected to the wine that the guy touched. So anyway, so the Gemara is suggesting that nitzok is chibur over here. So says Gemara, nah, not necessarily. Kedetani, maybe Rav Huna is kedetani Rav Chiya. He would follow what it says in the Brisa of Rav Chiya. Over there it talks about a Jew spilling wine from his own kli into a guy's kli, and the wine in the mishpach that he's using to spill becomes aser, but not because of nitzok chibor. He says for a different reason, shepchasato tzlochiso, that the wine that's in the guy's kli overflows sometimes, and as you know, the Jew is emptying out his kli into the guy's kli, the level of the wine in the guy's kli rises to the point that the wine in the guy's kli is actually touching the Jew's kli, and it therefore becomes mixed in mamish with the wine of the Jew. So achanami shebechasto boro. So over here as well, maybe the bar is so full of wine that it's overflowing, and therefore it's going back into the gargusni. It's touching back onto the gargusni, and maybe that's why it's going to be asur. Nothing to do with nitzok. So now the Gemara brings a discussion about a Jew and a guy together being dorei chanavim, crushing the grapes. There was a child, detana avodas kochavim b'shis shni, who chazed over Maseches Avodah Zarah, and he learned through all the Mishnayos when he was six years old. So at a very young age. Why do we have to know that he was 6 years old? Why is it so important? So the Chassam Sofer explains that Gemara is telling us to explain why Rav Asur Yayin, that a Tinok Ben Yom Nachri touches, even though he doesn't know how to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, because sometimes a six-year-old could be a Baki in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So even though there's a difference between a non-Jewish child who knows Avodah Zarah, so if you're Matir Tinok Ben Yomo, you're going to come to be Matir an older child as well. And therefore, we Asur even a wine that was touched by a Tinok Ben Yomo. So we dafka want to emphasize that here you have someone who learned Maseches Avodah Zarah at the age of six. There are some precocious children, they can know all about Avodah Zarah at a very young age. So Bauminei, the people in the yeshiva asked him, Ma'u Lidrochim Ovid Chav Megas, you're the resident expert on Avodah Zarah, new, so what's the halacha? Is it mutter to be dorich together with the Ovid Chavim for as a job? He'll pay you for it in the gas. Meaning, is the wine in the gas already asur bana, and therefore you can't get paid for such a job? Or do we say, nah, that's not asur bana yet, that's not really wine yet, and therefore you can get paid to help the guy out by being dorich his anavim? Amalu dorchim Ovid Chavim begas. He said, yeah, you can. You don't have to worry about the wine. No concern of getting paid for such a thing. So Vakamanasich Biyadeh says, well, but at the time of the Dricha, the Nachri might be Menasich the wine with his hands, and on Nunheim Beis, we learned like Rav Huna that Yayin that's made, it could be Yayin Esach already, Mishashe Hischeli Himashich Begas, when it started already pouring out from the gas, so then it should be asr to be dorich together with the nachri and the gas, because he could always be menasech biyadei. Says Gemara, no, we're talking about a case to tziyar neluliyadei. We tie up his hands; he has no ability to do anything with his hands. Okay, vakom menasech beregel. He could still violate nisuch with his feet at the time that he's dorich beraglav on the grapes to squeeze out the wine. Maybe he's having kavana that the wine that he's squeezing out with his feet, he's being menasech l'shem avod zara. So how does that make it any better? Says Gemara, nisuch the regel losh me nisuch. Any self-respecting over the avodah zarah is not being menasech with his regel. That's not considered a derech chashuv, and he wouldn't do it, and therefore it's not considered a real nisuch. There was a story that relates to the shayla that happened in Arda. The dashu yisov avchav leuchamla, that a Jew and non-Jew were crushing the wine together. The shayla Shmuel, and Shmuel wouldn't paskin on it. Tlasa Rigli, for three regalim. For Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, all the chum were getting together for Shol and Vidarshan. That's our Pesach connection for the day. All of them were getting together for the Shol and Vidarshan to discuss things. So he was waiting for a kibbutz of Talmidei Chachamim to discuss the matter. So he was mesupuk about something, and he wouldn't paskin. My timer, what halacha was he not sure about that he wouldn't paskin? Ilema mishum de kasavar. If it's that he held the mashkach, that if I could find the Tana that asks like Rabbi Nassan, I would ask it even by Anah. Rabbi Nassan holds that Maga Ovid Chavim asks even if he doesn't do a Maisa Nisuch. The Tanya Medado Bein Biyad Bein Beregel Yimacher. Rabbi Nassan Omer Biyad Asur Beregel Mutter. Biyad it's going to be Asur Bana and you can't sell it, but Beregel it's Mutter Bana. So Emer Da Omer Rabbi Nassan Biyad, but Beregel Miyamar. There's no Shaila. If Rabbi Nassan's only problem was when it's Biyad, so what was he waiting for? No, he was waiting if he could find the Tana that holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds, we're going to see in a few days from now, the Maga Ovid Chavim of wine, Shalob B'Kavana, doesn't even ask for B'Shtia, because doesn't have Kavana L'Nasech. So maybe I'll not just be Matir getting paid for this, maybe I'll even be Matir B'Shtia. That's what he was waiting three regalim to determine whether he should pass in that way. Tomorrow we'll pick up the Hu'av Dodava B'Vira.